Are you the one?
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
Thank you.
This is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Stories are falling, count something so easily molded and thrown away.
Some people like to rock and roll. You're always singing the blues. Together we were traveling through 100 gothic towns. Undressed in ancient bedrooms, we made love in eiderdowns. We didn't have much money, but on wine we spent it well. And swore our love would hold back time. Now only time can tell. 'Cause I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I don't wanna be reminded that I won't see her again. Fell headlong into love so hard that everything made sense. Our mornings were all sunshine, the nights were just intense. But it would take a gypsy to tell what went wrong. Now she's found a home, I know not where. Tell me, where do I belong? I never talk about her, I never speak her name. But someday she might hear this song and know that nothing's changed. Because I am still in love with her. All across the years, through the laughter and the madness, through the heartbreak and the tears. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. You can say that I'm a coward, but you don't know the pain. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. You won't hear me talk about her, you won't hear me speak her name. I never talk about her, I never talk about her. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I never talk about her, I never talk about her. I never talk about her, I never talk about her.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car. Which, if you're buzzed...
6-8-10-9-10-4.
Could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzzed driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzzed driving, because buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Phone call is a ball in its own special way.
just might expire. Though they play hard to get, I know they'll call again. Come tomorrow, come tomorrow. Think of a time I wanted anything more than to calmly discuss politics on the phone with a stranger, with a stranger.
Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, I think there's something wrong with my headset. Just 1 minute. There, now I can hear you. By the way, this call is being recorded. I'm calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that will put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists!
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my lies. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone. Something inside of me snapped, and I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I
deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
There's a look in cast a spell. Can't you tell, can't you tell? It's all science fiction, baby. Now you're casting your doubts. Yeah, you're practicing pals. The ends become ours. Hey, come out. I said come out. Hey, come out. And there's a look in your eye. Come on, give us a try. I can't get a rise out of you. Talk one-on-one anymore. Can barely talk to a crowd. Still step up to the microphone, pontificating.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.